"Oh, my dear boy, we're not going to punish you for a little thing like that," cried Fudge, waving his crumpet impatiently. "It was an accident. We don't send people to Azkaban just for blowing up their aunts." But this didn't tally at all with Harry's past dealings with the Ministry of Magic. "Last year I got an official warning just because a house elf smashed a pudding in my uncle's house," said Harry, frowning. "The Ministry of Magic said I'd be expelled from Hogwarts if there was any more magic there." Unless Harry's eyes were deceiving him, Fudge was suddenly looking awkward.
"Circumstances change, Harry. We have to take into account, in the present climate, well, surely you don't want to be expelled?"
"Of course I don't," said Harry.
"Well, then, what's all the fuss about?" laughed Fudge airily. "Now have a crumpet, Harry, while I go and see if Tom's got a room for you."
Fudge strode out of the parlour, and Harry stared after him. There was something extremely odd going on. Why had Fudge been waiting for him at the Leaky Cauldron, if not to punish him for what he had done? And now Harry came to think of it, surely it wasn't usual for the Minister of Magic himself to get involved in matters of underage magic. Fudge came back, accompanied by Tom the innkeeper.